to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On today's episode, we are going to be chatting with Troy Frazier, who's going to emcee the Strongman competition happening later this month. We're also going to hear from John Tupper. He's going to tell us a little bit about the new comet that is in the sky and visible for all us Fort McMurrayites to see. First, let's chat with John.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Excellent. I hear you've got some info about a really cool thing happening in the sky.
Yeah, there's been a lot of news this past month about a comet that was discovered back in May, colloquially named Comet Neowise. It's been really the first naked eye visible comet in the last 25 years.
Wow.
And it's got a very nice position for the people of Fort McMurray. It's when you go farther north, just by where this comet is in its orbit, the farther north you go, the more visible it is in the sky, to the point of, here in Fort McMurray, it's what's called a circumpolar object, which means it never dips below the horizon.
Oh, wow.
So unlike our friends in the United States that have to get up at around 4 in the morning to try and get a glimpse of this, up here, it's visible from dusk till dawn just in the northern and northwestern sky.
That is really cool. So you don't need a telescope to see it?
No, it's currently what's called a magnitude 1 to magnitude 2 object, which means it's about as bright as the dimmest star in the Big Dipper. And it's going to get brighter as the month goes on. Right now, in July, it reached what's called prehelion on July 3rd, and that's where the comet made its closest approach to the sun, at about 44.5 million kilometers away from the sun. But on July 22nd, it reaches its closest position to the planet Earth at about 103.5 million kilometers from the Earth. And at that point, it should be about a magnitude 1 object, which means it would be about the same brightness as the Big Dipper.
Wow, that's really cool. So are we able to see it before July 22nd, or we kind of need to wait till then?
No, you could even go out and see it tonight. The way you would find it is, starting at dusk, I would say at about 10:30 p.m., you would look about towards the northwest, and you would look fairly low on the horizon, and it would appear as a faint object, a little bit of a fuzzy dot, as it were. And then if you look very carefully on it, you'd see that the fuzzy dot has a bit of a tail that would go up towards the top of the sky. That's called the corona. The corona of the comet would be the fuzzy dot, and the tail would be the part going up after it. The easiest way to find it, Steph, and I found this little trick, is you locate the Big Dipper. Everybody knows where what the Big Dipper looks like. And you look at the bottom two stars of the Big Dipper, and imagine they drew a line straight to the horizon. If you were to follow that line to the horizon, somewhere along it, as you get closer and closer to the ground, you would see that fuzzy dot. And as the night gets on, the sky gets darker, it would become a brighter and brighter comet, to the point you would be easily able to see the tail. And with a pair of binoculars, it would look incredible.
Wow.
And the other thing we have going for us up here is, on July 20th, it's a new moon, so there's going to be no moon out in the sky. So we have a clear night. The light will be at its darkest point in that lunar cycle, and that would be a fantastic time to see it with the naked eye or even with a pair of binoculars.
Really neat. Why can't we see this comet all the time?
Comets are fairly rare. They orbit not like the planets around the sun. They actually come from way, way outside of kind of the planetary orbits, and they form an elliptical. They swing closer and closer to the sun, and they're big balls of ice and dirt, and as they get close to the sun, they begin to melt, and the debris coming off of that comet forms the tail of the comet, and then they go away. Often though, the heat of the sun breaks them up before they even become visible. Late in 2019, there were two comets that scientists thought were going to be really, really bright, really, really big objects. called Atlas, and then the other one was called Swan. And as they got close to the sun, the power of the sun just blew them apart into bits of dust, and they never showed up to become visible. So yeah, this is a big deal. The closest other naked eye visible comet we had was about 25 years ago. There were two comets that came around. One was called Hale-Bopp, and the other Hayakutake. So this one is the brightest one since then, and it really is, for many, many people, the comet of a lifetime. We in Fort McMurray have just such a good view of it. It's one of the few times, when it comes to astronomy, that we benefit from being this far north.
Hey, there's a little good news for all of us up here who have experienced some crazy times in the last few years here in Fort Mac. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. When we come back, we're going to hear more from John, more about NEOWISE, the comet that is going to be visible here in Fort McMurray. Super exciting, John. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. And after that, we'll hear from Troy Frazier, who's going to tell us about a strongman competition happening on July 27th. So stick around.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have John Tupper, who is an amateur astronomer here in Fort McMurray. And we're chatting about comets because there's a brand new one called NEOWISE that is going to be passing over our region, and we're going to be able to see it real soon. Super cool. John, right before the break, you were telling me that this might be the best celestial event that we have seen in 25 years. Do you remember seeing the event 25 years ago? I think you said it was called Hale-Bopp.
I do. It was incredible because you could just walk out at night in the evening and it was beautifully visible, you unmistakably bright. And it was pretty cool because at the time I was working at the Edmonton Space Science Center's Public Observatory. So I got a really good comet experience with that.
Wow. Have you always been an avid star watcher, sky watcher?
I call myself an urban stargazer. It's been a little bit of a hobby over the years. And the nice thing is it's a hobby that can come and go. The stars always stay there.
Cool. And what would you say has been the best celestial event you've seen thus far?
There's been so much, but I would say this is the big deal for the past, 25 years for sure. This is one of the prettiest things you're going to see. And if people are interested, I formed a Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Facebook group, and I'll be using that forum to post daily updates on the progress of this comet. And maybe even be able to do some astrophotography as the nights go on.
Wow. So I'm looking at the forecast, and we can't see quite as far as July 22nd. Wednesday night looks like it's supposed to be clear. Who knows? The weatherman's always wrong. But if it is cloudy, are we going to be able to see it? Or
no, unfortunately, not even the brightest stars are able to penetrate cloud. On any clear night, you should have a good shot of it. And of course, if you were to go on to the internet and just type NEOWISE F3, you'd be able to see all sorts of photos of it as the nights go on. Somebody's going to have a clear shot of it, and people are taking pictures of it because it is such a unique event.
Wow. And do you need a special kind of camera to take a photo of it?
Well, you need something on a tripod. It's something you want to have a pretty steady hand for. If you want to take exposures of it over time, it's really good. Probably a 1 or 2 second exposure would capture a little bit extra light and allow it to be a bit more visible. But again, you'd want to have a tripod pointed in the right direction, because if your hand shakes, it'll blur out.
Right, right. Tell me again that Facebook group that people can join.
Yeah, it's the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Facebook group, and if I'm really careful here, I should be able to bring up the address to it. No, if you were to just type Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy, it would be the first link that comes up, and just request to join, and then you can see my post following the comment.
Really cool. Thank you so much, Sean. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks. I think this is a really good opportunity for people to just go out and see something really unique, show their kids. And the nice thing about astronomy is it's really built for social distance. So you can do it anywhere, anytime.
Perfect. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day and happy stargazing.
Thank you. And keep looking up.
Thanks, John. See ya.
Take care. Bye.
My guest this morning, John Tupper, talking about NEOWISE, the comet that is visible now here in Fort McMurray and best visible on July 22nd. Make sure to look up at the sky and see what you can see. Follow his directions if you miss them. He's talking about looking at that Big Dipper and then looking straight down to the horizon. You should be able to see it. But if you need more information or you want to hear it again, every day after this episode airs, we turn it into a podcast and you can listen to it on demand whenever you like. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Troy Frazier, who's going to tell us about a strongman competition happening right here in Fort McMurray in a couple weeks.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Today we've heard from John Tupper, who was telling us about NEOWISE, the comet that is currently visible here in Fort McMurray. And now we're going to hear from Troy Frazier, who's going to tell us about a strongman competition happening in a couple weeks. Hey, Troy, would you call yourself a member of the strongman competition, or what is your tie to it?
I'm more or less hosting and emceeing the strongman competition.
So tell me about the strongman community here in Fort Mac. I don't know very much about it. I know there's at least six people in it, right?
Yeah, well, it's made up of, this year it's going to be made up of men and women. There's at least three competitors from Fort McMurray this year going to be in the competition, from what I know. This is the second annual competition. So Mike Mastery and Arthur Wallace put a lot of work into kind of getting it created last year, and they're just kind of keeping the ball rolling this year.
Okay, and as you've said, you're going to be the MC. Do you work out with these folks who are working on their muscles?
Yeah, I have been down to Krug Strength and Wellness, which is Lee Paulson Sim. He's one of the sponsors, and I believe he's going to be a competitor this year in the strongman competition.
And what is the most amount of weight you've seen one of these Fort McMurray folk lift?
I've done live videos with them last year, and I'll probably be doing one with them this year. And people see it for themselves. They lift quite a bit of weight. I would say I don't even know, it's hundreds of pounds for sure. Like it's not the amount of weight either that they're lifting. Sometimes it's just how they're lifting it, and you know where they're throwing it, or you know how they're pulling it, or the technique of lifting it itself. It's really fun and exciting to see.
For sure. And why would you think that somebody might get into being in a strongman competition?
I think it's a good way to spend your time. It could be a healthy thing. It could be something that motivates you. It could be something that really pushes you to your limits. A lot of people like to be pushed to their limits, especially when it comes to fitness. So I think with strongman, it's all in the head. It's all about, keeping a certain lifestyle where you're always pushing yourself to the max, you know?
So if somebody were to show up to the competition, what can they expect?
Oh, it's going to be, what you can expect at the event is definitely some music, a lot of people cheering, a lot of different competitions. So there's going to be events for the kids in between each competition. I know last year we were pulling trucks and stuff like that, or they were pulling trucks and stuff like that. This year you could probably expect some sandbags being carried, tires being flipped, and it's just a great atmosphere. For anybody that's been there last year, they would know that it was just a great time watching these guys do all that. And the best thing about this year is there's going to be girls as well entering the competition from all over the country.
Wow, that's really cool. So what are kind of like, you know, is there a judge or how do you declare a winner of a competition like this?
Now this year, from what I understand, is going to be some toe-to-toe action. So it's more or less like a race for some of the competitions. And then there's judges. And then it's just basically timed. A lot of it's timed. So it's not going to be like a heads-up competition. It would be something that's timed. There's judges there and there's referees and all that stuff. So they kind of deal with who won situation.
All right. And then let's talk about when it is, where it is.
Yeah, so the Strongman competition is taking place this year at Mack Island, following the Mack Island, the food festival breakfast, I believe. Okay. And that's going to be at Mack Island from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 26th of July.
Awesome. And just as we are in this unprecedented time of COVID-19, do you have any protocols in place to keep the people who do attend to watch safe?
Oh, yes, of course. There's going to be a lot of volunteers this year to kind of clean up after any spots that anybody's been. Myself, I'll be promoting people to social distance and all that. Also, bring a mask to help prevent the spread. And also, like I said, there's going to be a lot of volunteers there. It's set up differently than last year, specifically for COVID. So, and I think the breakfast itself is going to be set up a little bit different. But as far as the Strongman competition, we have volunteers going around cleaning everything. All the equipment the athletes are going to be using will be cleaned and stuff like that. And we also have like a little bit more space set up for the athletes. And the viewers as well.
Awesome. And is this something we can expect to see you in later on, as far as not being the MC, but perhaps being a participant?
No. If you were to meet me, I stand at about 5'2", where the average strong man's got to be, probably closer to 6 feet, I would say. Not all of them, but I would have to pack on quite a few pounds and put a lot of effort in at the gym in order to be able to lift anything that these guys are doing. However, this Wednesday coming at about 7 p.m., I will be doing a live video with the Strongmen, and it will be a PG video as well at Troy Frazier Comedy Info on Facebook. So we'll be doing a live video then, and I'll be doing some of what they do, or I'll be attempting to do everything they plan on doing for the competition on July 26th.
All right. Hey, the beauty of radio, I had no idea how tall you were.
Yeah. Well, now you know, I stand at 5'2", and I weigh a lot less than some of the weights these guys are picking up.
Well, we're excited to see the competition happening. Tell me again, July 27th?
No, it's July 26th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Troy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Once again, this has been Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Our guest this morning, John Tupper, a amateur astronomer here in Fort McMurray, telling us about the comet that is currently visible and will continue to be visible for at least a week. If you want instructions on how to find that in the sky, you can download this podcast, Fort McMurray Matters, on our website, mix1037fm.com. Also, thank you so much to Troy Frazier, who told us about the Strongman competition. One thing John pointed out, the good thing about stargazing is that it's very easy to social distance when you're doing it. Also, Troy did point out about the Strongman competition that they are taking a ton of safety protocols to make sure that everyone is staying safe while also enjoying a great spectacle of an event happening at Mack Island on July 26th. That's all the time we have for today, but make sure you tune in every weekday at noon to hear another episode of Fort McMurray Matters, or or download that podcast at mix1037fm.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.